Welcome back in, everyone, to a fantastic new episode of Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We have the distinct honor of being joined today by artistic director Zvi Goldeiner. He's here to talk to us about Zvi Dance's presentation of The Field, which is playing March 14th through the 16th at New York Live Arts. You can get your tickets and more information by visiting newyorkliveArts.org. We are incredibly excited to be sharing this work with you. It's a powerful new work from an incredible artist. So with that, let's welcome on our guest today, Zvi. Welcome to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Thank you so much, Andrew, for the opportunity to talk to you and your audiences.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to have you here. I'm so excited to be talking about this new work, The Field, that you've created. Let me start by asking you, can you tell us a little bit about what The Field is about?
You know, it is very difficult to talk about dance and explain it because it's an all different language that kind of have a different media. And I always feel like dance is unexplainable. But talking about The Field, I was interested to create a work that the action of the dance actually highlights the space in a way that you become aware of the emptiness of and the vastness of the space while the dancers dance. The theme is very open and allow many different approaches. And that was kind of least for me not to initiate the work from a point of narrative, but a point of action. And the idea, you know, that the space is pregnant, like a field that things go there and provide food for nourishment and so on. So that was impetus for the work. Otherwise, it's all woven exploration. And I'm together with the dancers trying to invent something. I don't know if you are successful, but they attempted to create something new for ourselves in a way that our life is being rich with a new.
That is amazing. I love all of that. I'm curious to know, what inspired you to create this?
I am in my element when I'm together with a dancer in the studio trying new moves, you know. So the idea of making a piece about a field, it's very open. It doesn't tell a story of a girl meet boy and so on. It allow me to the freedom to be inventive and explore new direction in making movement and arranging between space.
Wonderful. That's fabulous. Now, I wish our listeners could see the conversation as it's happening, because we can see dancers behind you in the mirror rehearsing as we speak. So I'm really interested to know, what has it been like developing this piece?
It is a joy. I had a stroke maybe almost 3 years ago, and I'm still recovering, and I'm confined to a wheelchair now. So for me, I'm like beaming with energy internally, which I can't express physically. So being with a dancer, it's an outlet for me to invent the dancing in my body again. I hope I explain it well. But it is an amazing opportunity, and I live for it.
That's so wonderful to hear. I am so sorry to hear that you've had to go through that to get here, but I love your testimony, essentially, of the power of art. That's so wonderful. Now, with this show, with this new show, is there a message or a thought that you're hoping audiences take away from it?
I hope the audience will be inspired to go back home and send in photos of Miro and try new moves and put the music and get crazy.
I love it. Well, you know what? I will join that party then. There's nothing better than cranking up the music and dancing around. That's the best way to clean your house, too. I'm just saying. Well, my final question for this first part is, who do you hope have access to the field?
I'm not excluding anybody, that's first. So I would like it to be popular with many people, as many people, old and young, and dancers and dancers lovers and inspired dancers. I have the feeling it would be a favorite with dancers because there's so much dancing in the space. And so that would be fine with me. But I'm not creating the work with a specific audience in mind. I think I would like to broaden the spectrum of people coming to see it. And if we could, we would do it in nursing home or elementary school children or veterans. You know, all of those could, I think, enjoy the world.
The second part of our interview, we love letting our listeners get a chance to know our guests a little bit more. Pull the curtain back, if you will. And I would love to start by asking you our regular first question, which is, what or who inspires you? In usual cases, we ask what playwrights, composers, or shows have inspired people in the past or just some of their favorites. But I also want to include, since we're talking dance today, dance pieces or choreographers, you know, what inspires you?
I am inspired by old and new. In the old category, I will talk about Joe Robbins, he's a genius choreographer, or Eric Killian, also another genius choreographer. With the new, there's a wonderful choreographer from Brussels. His name is Sidi Labi, and I wish I could choreograph what he does. He's amazing.
That is fantastic. A new name that I'm going to have to look into. I love it. What is your favorite part about working in the performing arts?
The unpredictability of it and the total, you know, unconscious level of it. I'm choreographing now for some decades, you know, I'm not a spring chicken. As more I choreograph, I understand it less. You know, I understand less the moment of the spark of the idea. It comes from nowhere and always surprised me. Where is that coming from? I mean, in the past, I was neurotic about it. Now, I welcome it with an open heart. And I live for it. You know, it's really wonderful being creative and keep inventing new things. It's never stopped. It's continuous. And so far, I was blessed by the next idea, by the next idea. You know, so life is good.
That is such a wonderful answer. I love that. And a great lead-in to my favorite question to ask guests, which is, what is your favorite theater memory? Or in our case, what's your favorite performing arts memory?
I was blessed to be a professional dancer, and I love the dance community. I think it's a amazing group of very alive people that crosses the body. They're usually very intelligent. Although people think otherwise, you know, the dancer has a small brain in the feet. Dancers are very highly intelligent people. You cannot dance without intelligence. And also, it's since there's no money involved, you know, everybody's the same boat and very supportive of one another, especially in New York. Although it's a competitive community, it's still a very supportive community, and I'm blessed to be part of it.
That is a stupendous, stupendous memory. Thank you for sharing that. And that leads to my final question, which is if our listeners would like more information about the field or about you and your company, maybe they'd like to reach out to you. How can they do so?
I think the best way is for you to communicate with Michelle. I just maybe forgot to mention, you know, that this piece is a collaboration between myself, the choreographer, a composer, Scott Killian, and the lighting designer, Mark London. It's very important to mention them.
Wonderful. Well, Zvi, thank you so much for stopping by today and speaking to us and sharing this incredible work. I think I speak for everyone when I say I'm so excited to take it in, and for me to be, you know, to have it be our first show at the New York Live Arts. I'm so excited about that. So thank you so much for your time. My guest today has been the amazing artistic director, Zvi Gotheiner, whose company, Zvi Dance, is presenting a new work called The Field. It's playing March 14th through the 16th at New York Live Arts. And you can get your tickets and more information by visiting newyorkliveart.org. This is a fantastic new work by an incredible artist. You're not going to want to miss it. So make sure you come out to New York Live Arts. Join us out there to see The Field playing March 14th through the 16th. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies, and keep talking about the theater.
In a Sage Whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.